are listening to the second episode of Tiffany Dick's podcast. Listening to this podcast is going to guarantee you a good night's sleep. You know, when you dribble and everything. Hello and welcome to episode numero dos of the Tiffany Gig podcast. Now, this podcast is dedicated to highlighting those best bits taken from the Tiffany Gig show, which runs every Wednesday to Friday. Now, every day, like normal, I have What's Their Name, the halftime hot song, and also those classics from the pink box. But this week, I also managed to squeeze in an extra feature, which I call Dream On. But also, I decided to have a very heated discussion about the lies that parents used to tell you when you were a child. Now, basically, it's just another relaxing bit, but this feature is based on the fact that when me and Chelsea went to a car boot sale, there was a book that was called Dreams and Dreaming. Something about that, was about meanings of dreams. And I've always been fascinated about dreams because I always kind of think that maybe something big is going to happen in my life and my dream is telling me so. But am I paying enough attention to it? So what I decided to do was have this book next to me when I sleep. And then as soon as I wake up, I try and remember things from my dream that I see and then look in the book. Because normally I'm used to doing things on, like, you search for them on Google. So what I decided to do was then compare the two and how different they are. Because normally when you Google things, like when you're ill, you normally Google things and Google just tells you that you're going to die, really. So I just want to see how different this book is to Google's meaning. Last night I had a dream that we were skiing. Okay, but I couldn't find skiing in the book, so I decided to go, like, what do you ski on snow. So I looked at the meaning of snow, and apparently snow can suggest emotional coldness, and you need to consider whether we have been frozen out or freezing out other people from our lives. Now, that is what the book said, but when you say freezing out other people, I kind of imagine myself to be Mr. Freeze from Batman, and that you're freezing people, like physically freezing people. But I don't think I'm isolating anyone. I don't know. Does my dream that I'm isolating people? So I decided to, okay, I took that into consideration, then looked at Google, okay? And Google tells me that apparently snow represents a fresh start or purification of some area of your life. Now, I can kind of relate that more to me, but just because I'm moving to Canada in, like, August. So I kind of can see, like, yeah, a new start. So I'm going to go with Google on this snow one. For some reason, I started thinking about the lies that your parents used to tell you as children. Do you remember, like, just for instance, my parents used to say to me that if you pull a funny face and the wind changes, your face is going to stay like that. And I can remember I used to be really scared about pulling any funny face when there was wind, really, just because of the lies that my parents used to tell me. Now, I'm not talking about Santa Claus and I'm not talking about the Tooth Fairy, because they're lies that parents tell all their children, okay? But I'm just talking about the really funny ones that actually change your life situations, okay? These things that your parents tell you, you do get really nervous in the things that you do in life. So I decided to Google it and find out some more things that parents tell their kids. Like, some of them I recognize and some of them I don't, but I just want to read them to you and see if you actually understand, or if your parents used to say this to you as well. Okay, so I got, when the ice cream truck plays music, it means that they're out of ice cream. Okay, my parents never used to tell me that, but I can remember I did used to be scared of ice cream trucks, because do you remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and that really weird creepy ice cream man? That guy? Yeah, that used to really scare me about ice cream trucks. From then on, you just used to think that you'd go to an ice cream truck and that guy would be there. So it wasn't necessarily they ran out, it was just based on the fact of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang that used to scare me. If you swallow a watermelon seed, it will grow a watermelon in your stomach. Okay, so I don't know if that's kind of maybe a story that parents used to tell their kids for when maybe they were expecting another child. And you had to kind of explain maybe the talk, but you'd be like, oh no, mummy's just swallowed a watermelon seed. Maybe. I don't know. I think I was more afraid of apple seeds because I used to think that when you ate apple seeds, that a tree would grow out of me, especially if I drank water straight after the apple. You used to think that it would plant in your stomach and then seem to grow. I don't know why you used to think these as kids, but it's weird, really. It is very weird, especially now when you're grown up and you go, why did I ever think that? Scientifically, that is never, ever going to work. Before, obviously, we started those couple of songs, I started to mention, talk about Craig David and his now crazy life of building muscle rather than producing music. So me and my friend Kyra are actually on Twitter, and we started replacing his lyrics and like messing around with his previous songs to actually now go on to things about lifting weights. And I don't know what you think, but this is what I came up with. Okay, so for 7 days, I put, he could eat eggs on Monday, then he'll lift weights on Tuesday, protein shakes on Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and he gets a rest day on Sunday. Do you know, I thought that was pretty good, but if you guys think that you can do better at replacing Craig David's lyrics with something to do with weights, or maybe it's a crazy gym session or something like that, then yeah, crack on, and obviously, like, tweet me. Okay, so like I said, it is time for What's Their Name, but before I actually go into today's clip, I'm just going to explain what the actual game is. So basically, you know when you know someone, well, yeah, okay, so you know your friend, and you can list practically everything that they've done, you know everything that they've ever done in their life, you know everything they do now, but you cannot name that person. And normally when you're watching a movie, you normally find it then and you'll go, oh, he's in this film, he's in that film, he goes out with this person. And so yeah, you just name, you literally do their biography for them, but you don't know what their name is. Yeah, and how frustrating is it? Can you feel that anger now just burning inside you when you don't know who it is? Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm just going to get you really frustrated now on a Friday. Frustration Friday. Should we just do that for you? Yeah, okay. So this is today's clip. And I'm not going to lie, I think it's a little bit of a tricky one.
They were an American female band. They started up in 1990. One of their dads was actually their manager. One of them starred in Freddy vs. Jason. And the other was in Austin Powers. Ugh. What's their name?
Yeah, see, it is a bit of a tricky one today. But like I said, if you do know who that is, and I'm just going to give you a little clue. It's a band today, so technically their name, What's Their Name, kind of works. Okay, so you have until the end of the show to guess who they are. So I did admit it was a little bit hard today. But the fact was that the person who it was today, well, I say person, band, it was Destiny's Child. Okay, if you don't remember, it was Beyonce's dad who was the manager, Kelly Rowland was in Freddy vs. Jason, and Beyonce was in Austin Powers as that foxy Cleopatra woman. I don't think she was very good in that movie. She's done better stuff, I'd imagine. Obviously, I was going to say she's married to Jay-Z, she's got a baby now, but I figured that is just too much information and you guys would get it like that. And that's the whole point of the game, is that it's meant to be a little bit tough. But like I said, I always like to finish on one of their songs, and I picked the best song that I think the band have actually done. It was one of those songs where, yeah, they were a group, they did well, but then this was the killer song that made them number one for every song that they did after that. So you guys have a great weekend, and I am going to finish on a song that is absolutely incredible to the music industry. But guys, have a lovely weekend, and I'm going to go and finish off the rest of my 90 squat challenge, and it's gonna be a killer. I can only just see pain in front of me now. A lot of pain and a lot of sitting down later. Okay, guys, have a nice weekend. So as I was saying before, it is Friday, and everyone on a Friday deserves to feel really well and really great. But because I finished uni and I've got nothing to do, it's literally just another day to me. And you know what? It even got that bad that I have nothing to do that I started to Google things to do. But the good thing is that I do actually come on and do this show Wednesday to Friday. And then I edit my podcast for Sunday. So then, yeah, it gives me a little bit to do. And I'm actually away next week, so I guess I'll be pretty occupied. But you always find that when I was younger, and obviously used to go to school, and then Friday was like the best day ever, because obviously you had no more school and you had Saturday and Sunday just to kind of do what you want, and it was great. And even when I started off at university, Friday was just the best day, because obviously you had Lollipop and you had other various nightclubs that you could go to as well. So it was always, you were really living for the weekend. And I didn't really mind. I do mind now, but like when you get older, you kind of feel that maybe, do you know what, I don't want to go out and party anymore. I just kind of want to sit at home, maybe catch up on my soaps and just sit up with my slippers on and a nice cup of tea. maybe a cheeky piece of cake as well. And do you know what? I don't mind. I'm actually quite happy to admit that I enjoy doing that. Like, every now and then we'll go out and be sociable. Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Like we were last night. We were at Meat Draw, which I don't know if any of you guys have been to. It's kind of, I don't really know how to describe it. It's more like a big computer fest for computer people and gaming people and marketing, engineering, not engineering, marketing, advertising, that kind of thing. And it is really good. It's quite nice to get out and do networking, which is what we call it. And even yesterday, it was down on Bournemouth Pier, and we turned up, and I thought they had some sort of like kids club going on because there were just so many people wearing all these sweatbands. And I could just see like the sack race, you know, when you're bouncing in a sack. Yeah, I saw that going on. So we just kind of went inside, tried to find all of our friends, and then everyone was like, "Oh no, they're outside." And I was like, "No, but there's like a kids club outside." They were like, "No, that's BW Meet." So it's actually quite nice to see a lot of computer people let their hair go. Just in that kind of sense, those sweatbands. And you know what? It was really cute that we even got a little lunchbox bag afterwards. There was a crisps, some Baby Bells, and even you one of your five a day. They even pushed in a little apple in there as well, which I thought was quite adorable for obviously people who work in computing. But when I started looking at age, I also started like thinking about the way that also singer-songwriters portray age. Like Taylor Swift obviously goes on to be about 22 and say how amazing it is, and obviously everyone kind of brags about being young. And so I didn't decide to find a really good like feel happy I'm young kind of age song. I decided to go with a more, yeah, I'm 30 now, and I still haven't done anything with my life. And I actually found this in the songs of Lily Allen, and I think she's done a pretty good job. So for everyone, obviously, who maybe just feels maybe that little bit older and don't, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what my intro is to this song. I'm just kind of making up as I go along. But this is just Lily Allen, 22. It's maybe just a little bit different to Taylor Swift feeling young at 22. But to be fair, I don't think 22 is that great. It's better being 21. Maybe she should make a song called 21. Okay, maybe I misinterpreted the lyrics a little bit wrong. So everything was great when she was 22, okay. But now that she's 30, maybe life isn't so great. Don't know, I didn't really mean to depress everyone on a Friday afternoon. Just I'm a little bit bored up here on my own, really. So I just thought, why not play a bit of Lily Allen, 22, for everyone feeling maybe a bit depressed because they're getting that little bit older. This is Nerve. So now it is time for my half-time hot song. And I've switched it around a little bit today, and I've kind of moved it along as well, because for the past 2 days I've been doing this whole dream on thing where I've been kind of analysing my dreams and seeing if it's got any kind of representation to my life at all. But the funny thing was, I didn't actually have a dream last night, so without a dream I don't have a feature. So I thought I'd just push it on a little bit. But normally my halftime hot song is dedicated to kind of chilling everyone out on the afternoon because we're halfway through the show and you just want to relax. But because it's Friday, I do not want to do that. I want to maybe get everyone a little bit hyped up. So I decided to pick a classic party song for everyone. Well, I'd say majority girls, but guys, it's definitely a guilty pleasure for guys. I'll tell you that now. But that's what I decided to do. I thought every Friday, instead of slowing things down, I'm just going to really hypen things up. You know, you got the weekend. As soon as you burst out of that office door on your Friday, you are probably going to go home, cook some food, go to sleep and wake up on Saturday and have your fun on Saturday. Unless you're maybe that little bit younger and you're going to go out tonight. But yeah, so my halftime hot song is a bit more party today, which is going to be really fun. But this is now my halftime hot song, and it is an official halftime hot song. This is a brilliant girl, brilliant song. Yes, that's right. Okay, this is the Spice Girls, and Who Do You Think You Are? If the Spice Girls don't make you feel great on a Friday afternoon, I have no idea what will. Doesn't that make you just feel so good? I'm not gonna lie, I was dancing all the way through that. It's such a fantastic song. Nerve. So yeah, the time is nearly coming up to those classics from the Pink Box. And like I said, I've got a couple of good ones today. The one that I actually chose, it was one of those songs, you know, when you're on your iTunes and you just press play, you just wanna flick through all your random songs, and then this one song comes on, and you know what, I was up dancing to it last night, and I actually tweeted going, this song is making me want to go out and really accomplish stuff now because it's just making me feel so great. But you guys are gonna have to wait to see what that song is. But one of the things I did want to talk about today was actually the fact, because I have so much free time on my hands now, I find my time is spent watching South Park again and again and again. And do you know what? Every episode is just brilliant. I think when I first started watching it, my cousin introduced it to me when I was really young, and I used to get really freaked out. I don't know why. The characters used to really scare me. But now that I'm older, I see the humorous side of it. And it's actually me and my best friend, Jake, that spend probably just times just chilling out and just watching episode after episode, like a proper South Park marathon. But I came across one episode today that just completely reminded me of school, and the episode was called The List. Okay, and what the episode is about is basically the guys find out in the school that the girls have made a list about who's the best looking or who's this, who's that, in the class. And I was just like, okay, do you remember when you were in school and you used to actually write lists about, you used to call it your top five? Do you remember your top five, or you'd have your top three, and you'd always put like, fancy this person first, then this person, and I feel a little bit sorry for him, so maybe I'll put him as number five. And then all the times that you used to probably put like, I heart so and so. It just made me think like that, and it was just quite funny in this episode, because when one of the guys is like, he finds out that he's like the bottom of the list, and he actually gets really affected by this. And I can remember when anyone had just like kind of said, oh yeah, Tiff, you're on my top five, how exciting it was for me. I was like, no way am I on your top five. I probably used to brag about it a lot. I don't know why, because top five these days mean nothing. Like, if I made a top five now of people, it'd probably be, one, it'd be celebrities, two, I'd probably get laughed at by everyone just for making, yeah, some sort of top five of all the people that I fancy. And I'm not going to do that. This is the second song to come out of the Pink Box. R. Kelly and The World's Greatest. It's the world's greatest, just. It's the world's greatest. Come on. The world's greatest. I am a mountain. I am a tall tree, oh, I am a swift wind, sweeping the country. I am a river, down in the valley, oh, I am a vision, and I can see clearly. If anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, that star up in the sky, from that mountain peak up high, hey, I made it, I'm the world's greatest, and I'm that little bit of hope, when my back's against the ropes, I can feel it, I'm the world's greatest. A giant, I am an eagle, oh, I am a lion, down in the jungle, I am a marching band, I am the people, oh, I am a helping hand, I am a hero, if anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, that star up in the sky, from that mountain peak up high, hey, I made it, I'm the world's greatest, and I'm that little bit of hope, when my back's up against the ropes, I can feel it, I'm the world's greatest. In the ring of life, I'll reign, love, I will reign. I'm the world's greatest. I saw the light. I'm that star up in the sky. Yes, R. Kelly, the last song today to come out of the Pink Box. I told you, it just makes you feel so good about yourself, doesn't it? Like, after I listened to that last night, I wanted to go out and do something. I don't know what I wanted to do, but you just feel like you want to accomplish something after that. I know, it's one of those songs, especially when the gospel choir comes in at the end and you're like, yeah, let's all feel good about ourselves. Yeah.